Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Fewer flights are taking off from our airports today. That reduction in flights the FAA announced because of the safety concerns due to a shortage of air traffic controllers. Well, those flight cancellations began today. Our Glenn Shuck is talking to travelers at JFK.
Well, the hundreds of passengers here at Terminal 4 definitely know it's not business as usual. In fact, several dozen are slumped in chairs or sleeping on the floor in the middle of these disruptions.
I know people get a little frustrated, and especially with holiday travel coming, I know that that's a concern for people. But honestly, you know, if we know about it ahead of time, we don't really have an excuse.
But what if you're sitting here and your phone goes off all of a sudden, your flight's canceled? I mean, that is tough.
It's tough.
That's Michael. He's heading on his way to Boston. Now, JetBlue tells me their passengers impacted by any of these reductions will automatically be rebooked or can get a full refund. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at JFK.
As we know, it's not just airports, but SNAP benefits that are being affected by the shutdown. A judge ordered President Trump yesterday to fully fund the SNAP program for November by today so that families who need their food benefits will get them. But the Trump administration today asked an appeals court to put a pause on that order for them to fully fund benefits. An Iranian-American Jewish man from New York has been sentenced to prison in Iran because he visited Israel 13 years ago for his son's bar mitzvah. The New York Times is reporting the court in Iran cited a law that bans Iranians from visiting Israel as the reason for sentencing him. The man, 70-year-old Kamran Hekmati, a jeweler in New York who holds dual Iranian and American citizenship, was arrested after he had traveled to Iran in May for a brief visit. He's been held in prison since July. A lawyer for the family has filed an appeal. His family says they hope Iran releases him on humanitarian grounds because he was not involved in politics, he had visited Israel for personal reasons, and because they say he is in poor health. Police in the Bronx are looking for two men accused of jumping a 36-year-old in Parkchester. Cops say the attack happened on October 11th on Benedict Avenue. The victim was repeatedly punched, then robbed of his iPhone. He was taken to Jacoby Hospital in stable condition. But the suspects, they took off in a Jeep traveling east on Benedict Avenue. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Well, if you want the chance again this year to stroll down Fifth Avenue car-free, you're going to get one chance. The city's Holiday Open Streets program is back for Fifth Avenue on December 14th. That means Fifth Avenue will be closed from 47th to 57th Streets from noon to 6 p.m. for pedestrians to take advantage. The program used to span three Sundays, but security around Trump Tower may be the reason it's getting limited to one. The Transportation Department has already noted plans to close some other cross streets in the area, so make sure you keep it with here with us at 1010 Winds. We'll give you all the details on traffic. Police are now searching for a man who sexually assaulted a 12-year-old girl inside a Brooklyn housing complex. Cops say it happened Thursday evening in the lobby of the Cooper Park houses in East Williamsburg. The girl was taken to the hospital in stable condition. NYPD's crime scene unit spent hours collecting evidence and are now reviewing video from nearby cameras. Anyone with any information about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Two firefighters are still hospitalized after that massive car explosion in the Bronx. In a video posted to X, the FDNY Chief of Department John Esposito explained how it all started.
The cigarette set some nearby garbage on fire. The fire then spread to a vehicle parked close by, igniting its gas tank and causing a major explosion.
That fire started on Wednesday evening was on Westchester Avenue in Longwood. Seven firefighters were hurt in all. On social media, Mayor Adams called it an example of the dangers first responders face every day. Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani is in Puerto Rico today and attending the annual Somos Conference of New York and Puerto Rican leaders. And his transition team, well, they're celebrating a big early milestone. They raised more than $500,000 in less than 30 hours. The campaign says over 7,000 people have donated with an average contribution of $73. And that's more than Mayors Adams and de Blasio's transition teams combined. The grassroots fundraising, they say, shows the strong support for Mamdani's affordability agenda as he prepares to take office January 1st. New York City public schools are partnering with Teach Rock. That's the music education program founded by E Street Band's Stevie Van Zandt. The goal is to bring lessons to life through music and culture, showing students how songs can tell the story of America. The program launched with a workshop at Brooklyn Bowl centered on the Grateful Dead. Coming sessions will explore the Harlem Renaissance, Latin history, and reggae. Educators say it's a creative way to help students connect history to their own lives, one song at a time. Today is Manufacturing Day at Vaughn College in Flushing, where students get hands-on with drones, robots, rovers. It's all in an effort to promote career opportunities and inspire the next generation of engineering and technology professionals. We spoke with the president of Vaughn College, Dr. Sharon DeVivo.
We're going to have actually five of our alums who are working in medical, aerospace, defense. These are all folks who have, I believe, I looked at the list, about 10 years of experience, each of them. And we're also going to do a series of hands-on workshops.
The school is expecting more than 100 students from across the city to show up. Come one, come all, the Big Apple Circus is back. And our Glenn Shuck got a little preview.
So with the help of Mayor Koch, the Big Apple Circus started up in the late 70s. Opening night is tonight under the Big Top at Lincoln Center. And we're happy to have Ringmaster Brett Alters take a little time with us. He says, get ready.
We have bone breakers. I don't want to talk too much about that on the air. It is a contortion act that will blow your mind. These guys can bend and flex in ways that you will not believe. It'll have your head spinning.
A ringmaster, that's cool. I've always wanted to try this. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Well, better stick to my own job. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Lincoln Center.
Well, we're used to Aaron Judge hitting drives at Yankee Stadium.
It's a drive down the line. If it's Ferentz's moment, it is. It's time.
But today and tomorrow, you can too, though not with a bat, but with a golf club. Our Julia Papa is live in the Bronx with all the details.
Yeah, Linda, you can drive the ball, but this time it's a golf ball. Right now, I am standing on the grass, the artificial turf here, at like a driving range type setup on the Delta 200 level of Yankee Stadium, because this is all about golf from the middle and upper decks of the ballpark. That's right, golf at Yankee Stadium, the stadium like you have never seen it. The so-called green is out in the outfield, and so the first two balls you get, you step up here to the range, and this is hole number one, 123 yards, and you try to hit the so-called green where the yellow flag is, which is really sort of right up the fairway. You're going over home plate, and actually you're going over the pitcher's mound, second base, to that yellow flag. Of course, this is all green. You do not see any of the dirt out there. And there are, I would say, a couple hundred people here already signing up. This is the first ever event here at Yankee Stadium. It's also happening here tomorrow. So if you're a golf obsessive and if you're a Yankee fan, like many people here are, come on over to the Bronx. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.